Cincinnati Council has now rejected an attempt to delay the implementation of the city's responsible bidder ordinance. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. There were not enough votes to call for a pause Wednesday, and the issue is likely to be debated again next week. City administrators say without a delay and changes, it could damage efforts to increase contracts for minority and women-owned businesses. They also say they can't award water and stormwater construction contracts for fear of legal challenges. A council majority has proposed changes to address those concerns, but council rules prevented an immediate vote on that measure. Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld says responsible bidder is the law.
Based on what people have said today, it's going to stay the law. I therefore admit to being a little bit perplexed as why people would reject attempts to make that law more compatible to an overall win-win.
Vice Mayor David Mann was the swing vote when a revised responsible bidder ordinance was approved.
Many people asked me to change my position. I did not, and I will not. That doesn't mean that the interaction between responsible bidder on the one hand and minority inclusion is what it should be. It can be perfected, and it should be perfected before we allow it to go into effect. This is very disappointing.
Responsible bidder requires companies getting city contracts over a certain dollar amount to have an apprenticeship program for job training. A federal appeals court recently ruled in favor of the law. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.